Trifling, good for nothing scandal, I reckon you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. What about a term like trash or redneck or cracker?
Well, redneck to me as a person that come from the hills, that has to work for a living, mm-hmm. that the sun has blistered his neck,
mm-hmm.
and rough complexion, he's a redneck.
Is it
but
a,
it's not necessarily trifling, good for nothing.
Oh, it's not insulting?
No, it's not here. Mm-hmm. A redneck, I'm a redneck.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's somebody that has to work with their hands for a living.
Mm-hmm. What about cracker? Do you use that term around here?
No, I don't remember you. Cracker?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What do, can you think of any terms that black people might call white people if they wanted to insult them, or white people that they sort of look down on?
Well, they might call them white trash.
Mm-hmm. Black people would say that?
Yeah. I really don't know what they might say. I've never heard any of them. But I'm sure they say it, call us something in among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's surely not Mr. and Ms. when they get among themselves, I know. So I really don't know what they call.
What would you call someone who lives out in the country and doesn't know much about the town, and when he does go into town, everybody sort of notices him? You know, sort of, he sort of stands out as being out.
A country hick.
Uh-huh.
Or a redneck. A roughneck.
What's a roughneck?
Well, I would think it'd be something similar to a redneck. He's just maybe a roughneck is kind of a tough type person.
Mm-hmm. I heard that word once before in connection with the men down on the Gulf who worked out on these oil.
Yeah, they are called roughnecks.
So it means someone who's strong.
Probably a tough. He mm-hmm. can take the outdoor life.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any terms for the people in Louisiana, the French?
Well, they're called Coonies.
Uh-huh.
Cajuns.
Do you ever hear anything else besides Coonies?
No, I reckon not.
Do you ever hear Cooney-ass?
Yeah. Well, Coonie is just short for Coon-ass or something like
uh-huh.
that.
How did they get that name? Do you?
I really don't know how they got the name. I really don't. I've got a friend, a coon ass. I'm going to ask her, though, how they got that name.
Is it insulting or joking or neutral?
I think it kind of, it's just like calling a nigger a nigger. I think it is mm-hmm. insulting. I don't think they like it, being called a coon ass.
It doesn't sound like it'd be too complimentary, but I wasn't sure. These are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Mary too, isn't it?
Or
I don't know.
Or the sisters.
Martha.
Okay. And do you ever hear the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines? Do you remember the name of that?
No.
Well, it's a nickname for Helen. It starts with an N.
You mean the name of the song, Wait for the Sunshine In?
Well, I'll sing the name Nellie.
Nellie Bell? Or...
Okay. And this is a little boy named William. His nickname would be